Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Quite the headlines as Prince William made a him or me ultimatum over Andrew's aborted royal comeback on Monday. It was Garter Day and the royals were out in force again. Per the Daily Mail, Prince William told the Queen and Prince Charles that he would pull out of Monday's order of the garter ceremony if his uncle Prince Andrew was given a public role. Andrew was not seen in public during Garter Day, one of the most colourful events in the royal calendar, with the Mail adding the decision was clearly taken at the 11th hour because Andrew's name was on the order of service. A source told the Evening Standard the Duke of Cambridge was adamant if the Duke of York insisted on taking part publicly, he would withdraw. It would have also meant that his wife Kate would also not have attended. The Sun made it clear. The Queen ordered Andrew to stay out of sight for his own good following the tense family talks. The Sun adds that Andrew had been looking for a comeback, reporting Andrew has asked the Queen to return his patronages and his HRH title just 5 months ago after he was stripped of them. A source said he was confident and bullish he can make a comeback. The Sun understands he hoped to appear at least twice at Royal Ascot this week. A source said his comeback fight is probably doomed. He is delusional if he thinks Charles or William will ever let him back. The Queen is the only person who ever backs Andrew up. A Buckingham Palace spokesman said the situation in January remains the case. It is believed Andrew, but Andrew is reportedly not just pushing for himself. He's also thought to want his daughters, Princess Beatrice and Princess Eugenie, to have bigger roles. Charles and William have other ideas. Andrea Levin, writing for the Mail, says Andrew should be ashamed of himself. His demand to return to duty was outrageous. It clearly showed he was not concerned about what happened with his court case. He was not found guilty, but my goodness, there was a massive amount of grubbiness surrounding him. It would have been incredibly bad for the monarchy to have someone as slimy as him going about. He wants to return into the fold for the prestige, the money, and he wants to be in the spotlight. Prince Charles and Prince William have done everything in their power to stop this. It is appalling that he took advantage of the Queen when she was feeling quite poorly. I'm glad it appears she did not listen to him. But she is incredibly vulnerable right now. Before he had COVID, he was visiting her every day. But did he have ulterior motives? It looks as though he was buttering her up to get his own way. I think it was hard for her to argue back and push him into his place. How dare he have the audacity to take advantage of that? He can do whatever he likes as a hobby, but he cannot go back to being a member of the royal family again. Camilla had a better day than Andrew. The Mirror reported Camilla donned a grand velvet robe and a plumed hat and took her place in the Garter Day procession for the first time at Windsor Castle after being invested into the Order of the Garter by the Queen. It was announced at the start of this year that Camilla was to be made by the Queen a Royal Lady of the Most Noble Order of the Garter, which is the oldest and most senior of the Orders of Chivalry. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by Heights. Heights is the world's number one brain care brand. So what is brain care? Brain care is when you care for your brain. It doesn't get much simpler. means caring for something that's been caring for you secretly since the minute you were born. Your brain. It's a movement, and it's all the actions and behaviors that'll set you up to live life on your terms. Can't focus, always tired, feeling up and down? The Smart Supplement's top-rated formula of 20 key vitamins and minerals, including vitamins D, C, B12, blueberries, and omega-3 targets everything from poor sleep to brain fog and stress. So you feel better every day. I've had the chance to use Heights for the past few weeks, and although it's hard to actually gauge how well it's working for you, I can say I'm reading this podcast script with a lot less stumbles. Go to yourheights.com now to start your brain care journey today. And you can use promo code PALLAS to get 10% off your first subscription order. I think I know some folks we talk about in this very podcast that could use a little brain care. That's yourheights.com and use promo code PALLAS to get 10% off your first subscription order. Your future will thank you. The Sun reports William spent no time at all with Harry at the Jubilee. A friend of Will's said, he's still deeply upset about it and feels let down, but he's moved on. He was so relieved that most of the media made it all about the Queen, Prince Charles and the children. They are the key people, and he was really pleased about that. Author Christopher Anderson tells Us magazine before traveling across the pond that Harry and Meghan likely felt hopeful about making strides in their relationships with other royal family members. They went there hoping to mend fences and ran into a brick wall, he claimed, adding that he was personally surprised that the pair were excluded from the balcony during Trooping the Colour. I thought there would be an opportunity for Harry to show up there to show the solidarity and the future of the monarchy. I'm sure they expected to have a warmer welcome than what they expected. It's almost like the royals told Harry to bugger off with the horse he rode in on. Well, even that horse had some trouble for Harry. Harry was spotted in California over the weekend playing polo at the Santa Barbara Polo and Racquet Club in Carpinteria, California. Prince Harry had been pictured falling off a horse during a polo match there. The Independent reports Harry took a tumble during the game but quickly got back on his feet after he was flung to the ground and other polo players came to check on him. In images taken on the day, Harry is seen on his knees before continuing the game with another horse. Witnesses of the match, at which Harry's wife Meghan Markle was not present, said the Duke went through three horses during the hour-long game. Somewhere in here is a good get-off-your-high-horse joke, but honestly, we couldn't think of one. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.